G'day, I'm Gordon Smith. Welcome to my photoblog, Look and See. If you've come across this audio file all on its ownsome, you can find my photoblog at las.new-england.net.au. And today is September the 3rd. And I've got a couple of photographs up on the web today. The first one isn't really one I would normally publish. It's not of high enough quality normally. It's a kangaroo, mother kangaroo, caught mid-chew just outside the house. She was there as I left this morning to take the dogs out for a walk. And I slowly walked out to the veranda to look at the temperature on the thermometer, actually, and she didn't move. So she got photographed. I didn't quite get close enough to take a shot without that wooden post in front of her. But if I hadn't been taking photographs on the way towards her, I wouldn't have got my perfect one anyway. If you look very carefully down below her front legs, you can see the little head of Joey in the pouch. You can see two eyes and a nose and one ear. And Joey's peeking out at me, and between us a bit of greenery. It's a wattle, usually in tree form, but that one's just a shrub. And it's just about to burst forth with yellow flowers. The second photograph is one of my multi-layer jobs. We have in the immediate foreground a staircase leading up to the entranceway to another building. But the red railings leading up sort of attracted my attention for some reason. The rails also are visible behind. It's like that the shape, the three-dimensional shape that forms behind the red rails is another building, flat-roofed building with wooden edges around the flat roof. And behind that, you can see the sloped roof, tiled roof, on the left-hand side, and a chimney on the right-hand side that belongs to the original homestead for the property. Bulumimba, it's called. And it's the headquarters of the executives of the University of New England in Armidale. A satellite dish pops up on the flat roof of the middle building. Gives us that man-made hint. All these things that we do to the landscape. But yet behind everything are the clouds. I've called today's two photographs natural and unnatural. Natural, of course, being the eastern grey kangaroo, and unnatural being the man-made objects, the buildings, the railings, the satellite dish. Okay, very quick tour around the photographs for today. Thanks for stopping by, and please come and see what I've done tomorrow. The website is LAS for Look and See, las.new-england.net.au, and you can email me at gordon@las.new-england.net.au. Bye for now.